Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithi is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black. It's given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities. Number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one. Okay. Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3. How to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it, how it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we'll see all of this. Let us begin. Let us begin with the study of the first one, Pratipada. This is the first step going from waxing cycle or waning cycle. I have written here just Shukla, but its same principles carry over. We'll see the differences little later now. So this is the first step when it's moving from new moon towards full moon or full moon towards new moon, whichever way it is. What does this stand for? First of all, the deity picture is there. This is made by AI, okay? So forgive the inaccuracy is there. It is Brahma, the creator. The creative energy is very high in this particular tithi. The creative fire and initiation, it goes from 0 to 12 degrees on the positive side, going towards the Purnima side, the Shukla side. And the waning one, it'll be, you have to add 180 degrees to each one. So you can keep subtracting and come back to 360. The element and deity, fire, Brahma, the creator. What are their psychic abilities? Like I said, I will cover in all these points for every tithi. Individuals born on this tithi are natural pioneers. These are built-in leaders, not having some fancy MBA from a fancy university. Okay, these are built-in leaders. They possess raw, fiery impulse to initiate, create and bring ideas to life. Their aura sparks inspiration in others. They carry a primal drive to begin anew. This is the beginning of the new cycle. It's the relationship between your mind and your soul, folks. Sun for your soul and moon for your mind. That's the essential bottom line, two luminaries we are talking about. It's very profound. They have the power to kindle movements, projects, and on spiritual practices also, if that's the bent of mine. With confidence, they lead the charge, leading from the front. How to enhance this? Honoring Agni or the fire rituals, what we call Homa in India, worshipping Brahma or undertaking creative vows on this day amplifies their fiery impulse into focused spiritual zeal. All these tithis of the Hindu Vedic calendar system have been used for hundreds of millennia here in this subcontinent by the ancients. As a muhurta means as a means of aligning your tasks, activities here on earth with the cosmic time cycle. So Pratipada is good to initiate new activities. Whenever the moon cycle is going in Pratipada, going one day after new moon or one day after full moon, it's the beginning of a new cycle, isn't it? Not necessarily on the day, but the next day, the first step taken out of that. That's the way you honor it. So think even in terms of what activities you want to undertake. Each tithi in every month is geared or to bring about certain assistance or enhance certain activities that we humans do on the planet. What to be wary of? Because this is an intense fire situation, think Aries, things like Ashwini Nakshatra, okay, the first step. It is too raw, it has got too much of fire in it. Not a lot of grounding, you might say. Their intense fire can dry up joy and lead to burnout. This is how it plays out within us. They must learn balance. They must learn to temper ambition with enjoyment, transforming raw energy into sustainable vitality. Isn't that crucial to understand? What is their personality like? They are energetic, impatient, and revolutionary. Like I said, similar to Ashwini Nakshatra Aries. People born on Pratipada have brilliant revolutionary ideas and act quickly. They make friends or enemies within minutes, constantly pushing themselves and others towards goals, and can be very particular about family and honor. They may have strained relationship with their fathers and experience challenges in their married life. These are general trends. Life lesson: two things cannot coexist without opposition. This is what they must learn through life. Self-appreciation and gratitude are important lessons. The remedy is parikrama or circumambulation or going around like we Hindus do around temples, around the deities. But this is parikrama of hibiscus flowers, you know, the red hibiscus flowers on Wednesdays in order to get calmer energy. Now let me try to filter out some more from my notes and see what I can give you about Pratipada. Whatever these people require, they want it right now. I want yesterday kind of. Cannot wait. They have brilliant revolutionary ideas, but right now. Whoever they meet, they become friends or enemies in 15 minutes. They are very quick. These are people who have changed the world by their revolutionary ideas, like Steve Jobs, for example. Continuous flow of desire happens in them. This becomes an enemy also. It stops them from fulfilling one and relaxing or enjoying it till fulfillment. They never retire. They take great pride in bringing down old customs. Okay. Pratipada people are revolutionaries. You can check the charts of people in history also. They will be dominantly Pratipada. Very particular about family background, lineage of family. Putting pressure on everyone else around them. Therefore, they have very little friends. Only making friends for purpose. Okay. Father-related issues. Embarrassed by father or father not supporting. Bad married life. They'll come only to ask, when am I achieving this goal? Okay. They do not want popularity. They want to move. They're very bad with partnerships or agreements. Okay. There is no Libran kind of energy in these people. This is from my notes. Now let us see the difference between the Shukla part and the Krishna part. Now on the slide is the difference between Shukla Pratipada and Krishna Pratipada. That means Shukla means from new moon going towards the full moon. That's the first step there, the first 12 degrees there. And Krishna Pratipada, or the transformative fire and renewal element, is from new moon going first step 0 to 12 degrees on the other way towards full moon. That is Krishna Pratipada. Okay, let's begin from the top. The deity is Brahma, the creator, but the creative energies themselves play out in different way in each tithi. That's why we are studying this difference. The element and deity is the same, both ways, as you can see. Both sides, element and deity, don't change. It's the fire, it's Brahma, it's the creative energy. The primordial creative force in existence, you might say. That's the best way I can describe that to you. The tone in Shukla Pratipada is growth-oriented, creative and pioneering. It's an outgoing energy. Just generally look at every tithi like this. Shukla is outgoing, Krishna is sort of incoming. Sort of the male and female counterparts, you might say. Growth-oriented, creative and pioneering energy. The psychic inclination for Shukla Pratipada is they are natural initiators with fiery drive. They inspire others and confidently embark on new beginnings. They carry out this psychic siddhi. Siddhi means bringing something to fruition in Sanskrit, of igniting or sparking movements, projects or spiritual journeys. The function of this Shukla Pratipada is beginning new ventures. They begin the stuff. They make vows. They set goals. They're setting foundations for long-term growth. This is a good quality for a CEO, isn't it, of a company. The mode is creative, expansive, builds, initiates, inspires. These are the natural inspirers of our world. Krishna Pratipada is transformative fire and renewal, deity element being the same, Brahma. But the tone is one of release-oriented, transformative and karmic work. Some burden of karma is there where they want to release it. The psychic inclination therefore becomes one of transforming endings into beginnings. They guide transitions, release old patterns, kindle new life from ashes. It's the new beginnings from new moon going towards the full moon. Their psychic siddhi is renewal, turning closure into rebirth. Every cycle, there is a beginning and an ending. Just think of it this way. There is nothing inherently good or bad about anything. Function of Krishna Pratipada is concluding cycles, beginning fresh paths inwardly, going inward. All these Krishna people need to go more inward and bring something which they have to the world. Honoring change as sacred. Change will be there, change is needed, change is required, but you have to honor that. You have to honor your inner intuitive faculties for all Krishna people, as opposed to Shukla people, which they are going more outward. The mode of Krishna Pratipada is releasing and inward going, transforms, dissolves and renews. Look at every Pratipada, every tithi like this, between the Shukla and the Krishna parts of it. We shall see more in the next tithi. See you then.